Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the next in our series of walking through the Old Testament for Lent. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Probably all of us have heard the story of the golden calf, how after God had worked wonder after wonder in Egypt, and then wonder after wonder in the desert, after God had chosen the Israelites as his own people, not because they earned it, but just because he'd chosen to love them, and after he had given them the Ten Commandments, the richest formula for happiness the world has ever known, after all this, the Israelites, with an almost breathtaking stupidity, build themselves a golden calf and said, "This is our God." It's so absurd, it's hard to even imagine. Now, if I was God at this point, I would say, "You know what? I can't work with these people. Let me just start over." And actually, that's pretty much what God said to Moses. God said, "I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them. But of you, Moses, I will make a great nation." So, God is saying, "Don't try to stop me, Moses. I'm going to annihilate this people, but don't worry. I'll take care of you. In fact, I'll make a whole new nation out of you. And you will be famous throughout all time." But Moses pleads with God to have mercy on the Israelites, saying, "Lord, I am grieved. This people has committed a grave sin, making themselves a god of gold. Please, Lord, forgive them. But if you will not forgive their sin, I beg you, blot me out of the book of life." In other words, Moses is saying, "No, Lord, spare them. And if you destroy them, you might as well destroy me." Exodus 32 tells us, "So Yahweh relented and did not bring on this people the disaster he had threatened. And because of Moses' prayer, the Lord had mercy on them." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. This story raises a few tough questions, like, was God really going to do evil to this people? Can God do evil to people? And did Moses really change God's mind? Can God change his mind anyway? And the answer to both these questions is no. God cannot do evil to people, and God can't change his mind. But God can leave people to the natural and self-destructive consequences of their own sins. That's what it means when God punishes people. He leaves them to the consequences of their own self-destructive activity. God has built the universe in such a way that our free actions truly matter. When we do good for others, for example, when we pray for them, He uses those actions as real instruments of grace in their lives. It actually helps them. That's what it means to intercede for someone in prayer. It means we freely cooperate with the way God has united us together so that His grace can reach others through our love and prayer. So see how God says, "Leave me alone, Moses, that I may destroy this people." But the implication is, Moses, hint, hint, if you don't leave me alone, I won't destroy this people. So God is showing Moses, he's actually prompting Moses to pray for them, because prayer can save other people from evil, especially the evil they've inflicted on themselves. So if we actually care about people, and I know we do, even the self-destructive people in our lives, then like Moses, we need to pray for them and never stop. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. What God was teaching Moses, what God wants to teach us, is to pray for people and don't lose hope and never give up. Think of the parable of the guy who has to badger his cranky neighbor to get a loaf of bread for his guest. Or think of all the people whose perseverance with Jesus won healings for those dear to them, like Jairus, the father of the little girl who died, or the centurion with the paralyzed servant, or the father of the boy with epilepsy. Think especially of the Syrophoenician woman. First, Jesus ignores her. Then he basically says no to her twice, as if he didn't want to help her. But she persisted. She begged him, humbly, relentlessly, completely undaunted. And then the Lord was delighted to heal her daughter. All these cases show the same thing. If we are persistent in prayer, wonders of healing, wonders of grace, wonders of conversion will be possible for those we love. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Take just a moment now and think of how much God must want us to pray for the people in our lives. Just think, the God who is pure love itself is willing to make himself look indifferent, uninterested, or even hostile toward the people we care about. He says, look, if this is what it takes to get you to pray persistently for other people, then feel free to think of me as a cranky neighbor, or a God who's just itching to wipe out an entire race, or a Messiah who doesn't care about your problems. These would all be blasphemous comparisons if you came up with them, but I'm the one presenting myself that way. Imagine, I don't care about the people you care about, and then try to harass me by your prayer. And don't give me a moment's peace. Don't get out of my way. Don't let me pass on by. Harass me tirelessly with prayer for the people you love, because that's the best thing you can do for them. And it will make a difference. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Lent is a time in the desert, and as Christ showed us during his 40 days, the time in the desert is a time of prayer. But we're not just supposed to be praying for ourselves. We're supposed to be praying for our families, and especially our loved ones in crisis. For the child or the sibling who's been away from the faith for years, for the friend or colleague who has never been well, physically, emotionally, morally, or spiritually. And over the years, we sometimes get tired of praying for the people who need it, because the change that we want, it hasn't come yet. It's been so long, and they're still just where they were. And we begin to become discouraged, and we get tempted to quit, throw in the towel. Well, this Lent, remember the people who you've stopped praying for and recommit to praying for them, because they still need it. And God has ordained that your persistent, relentless prayers have the power to help them like nothing else can. So remember Moses and God in the desert, and make the resolution to pray with a greater intention for your loved ones who need it. Because in God's eyes, and for their eternal destiny, it matters. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host,
By the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, we haven't had a chance to talk about your double pilgrimage.
Double pilgrimage.
Your pilgrimage to...
But what if I want to talk about the meditation first? I have so many thoughts on my trip, obviously, but this meditation was fantastic.
Well, what were your thoughts on the meditation?
Perhaps it'll wind together a little bit. You never know. But I found this meditation so interesting because I, just before we came down to record, I was with my nephews. And
what were you doing with your nephews?
We were watching hockey. I was showing them the two hockey games that I got to see live. And I was just thinking about this, how God asks us to pray, how he asks us to make these requests, and how I feel as an aunt, the desire to spoil my nephews, where no matter how absurd the request is or how many times they ask and how many times I say no, and even if I'm right, I will always cave to them, because at the end of the day, we can recognize that it is better to love than to be right, especially when it's not a harmful request. Usually it's more ice cream. It's I want to stay up a little later. I want to play a little bit longer. And they ask without ceasing. I can also never say no to little Murray, because one of the first things he learned to say is, watch hockey. Watch hockey. And he's so good at self-regulating too, because he'll watch maybe 10 minutes of hockey with me and then he'll say, play hockey. And then we have to go play hockey. But it was just making me think about this relationship with God, where he's right to leave them to their folly and to their punishment. He's not wrong in any sense. And it's the correct result of what they've done. But this nature of mercy, it's even more important to love. And it's even more important that Moses loves for them and wants to make the sacrifice, and that they learn his mercy and his love, even though his first point is correct. And it's not incorrect to love them either, but it shows this kind of priority, this order of priority. And I was thinking about how much in arguments and with others, we put being right and being correct above mercy and love, or being in an argument and completely seeing past the person and just wanting to be right. It kind of reminds me of Les Miserables. It's Javert.
Yeah, it's Javert.
It's this complete attachment to what is just, what is the law, what is the consequences of someone's actions, and he's so clear about that, and he can never let go of it.
Wow.
Whereas the theme throughout the entire book, the entire musical, is to just choose to look on someone with pity and with love, no matter who that person is. And it's very childlike. So I guess it's my resolution from this, but that's also something I learned on my mini pilgrimage. I just went to Lyon, France, because last year, on a very mad and reckless whim, I bought tickets to go see the Olympics. There were just two games at the Olympics. Two hockey games. I couldn't afford anything more. But I splurged and I bought a ticket to two different hockey games. And I thought, if I'm going to Milan, I might as well make a stop in Lyon, France, which is my favorite city on earth, to see our greatest friends, the little brothers and sisters of the Lamb.
And
Pauline Jericho.
Blessed Pauline Jericho.
Our patroness. And it's so convenient that they're in the same city, but I was sitting down, forgive me for ranting for a long time because I have to set the scene. My friend and I are in this little restaurant in Lyon, France, and it's a specific kind of food only in Lyon. And it's this tiny little restaurant, maybe eight tables all crammed together, raining outside, it's freezing. And we say we're waiting for two more people, and we're waiting there for some time drinking our coffees. And
wait a minute, I thought Ellie had a whiskey.
She did have a whiskey, which really threw off. It's probably 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And I see kind of a pile up at the door where the owner of the restaurant's really confused. And I look over his shoulder and I see the two little brothers of the lamb that we're waiting for.
In full habits.
In full habits. And he turns around to me and he's like, this is not who you're waiting for. And I was like, yes, this is them. Because they're thinking we're waiting on two young men. And then two old French monks walk in. They're not that old, but you know. And so he was just shocked and he comes over and he whispers to Ellie, you're drinking that with these men, with these little French monks. And we had the most beautiful, beautiful lunch together. And I asked little brother Louis-Marie, why do they call you little brothers? Where does this come from? It's so I don't hear any other order. They're brothers or sisters, but these are the little brothers. And he said, God loved us so much, he made himself small.
Yes.
And he said to us, be like children. And I thought of that with this meditation where I think when God asks us to beg in this way, to ask incessantly, to throw us at ourselves at his feet, we have to be so small and we have to let go of all of our pride, all of our largeness. We like to be on the same level as people when we ask a favor of them. I think it's especially a very American virtue that we think of it as a virtue. Or especially my generation, we don't want to be trouble to anyone. We don't want to be indebted to anyone. We don't, if I'm at a restaurant and they give me the wrong food, I'll never say anything about it. I never want to be trouble. I never want to ask for anything. I don't want to get in anyone's way. And Jesus says, get in my way.
Yes.
Throw yourself, let go of all of your pride, everything yes. you're holding back. Be like an incessant little child
yes.
who just asks again and again, and I will do it out of love.
Yes.
Not because you deserve it, not because I owe it to you, not because you're right, not because what I have given you is unjust, but do it, and I'll do it out of love and just out of love. And that's like the littleness of a child.
Yeah, it's so true. When you guys were little, you were incessant in whatever you wanted. And, you know, as a parent, you have those moments where you get annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
But when that stops
yeah.
and your children no longer ask you for things, you're sad.
I promise to never stop asking you for things.
Because when a child comes to a parent asking, what is manifest is the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And when they stop asking, it's like, it's gone.
Yes. And this is, it's the strangeness. It's everything's inverted where it's almost, what was it? St. Francis in the cave. He comes out seeing the world completely upside down, completely inverted. Everything is different. This idea of the Christian faith that we ask for things that we don't deserve. It's good to give. It's not troublesome. It's not wrong to depend on others. We think that religious orders shouldn't beg. That's so entitled. It's so like just everyone should earn for themselves and take care of themselves. But there are
that's
the little brothers
the Christian
and sisters
view.
Of the Lamb they ask for rides and they ask for places to stay and they ask for money and they ask for food and they ask for your time and they ask something of you. And yet it's so humble.
Yeah. I was talking to a Franciscan who had to, he was responsible for raising the money for his order.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, it behooves the son of St. Francis to be a beggar. Because Francis was the ultimate beggar.
Yeah.
But we are all before God.
Yeah.
The ultimate beggar.
I think there's always a bit of a bad reaction to people when they see the church asking for money. Because there's that, we associate asking for money with pride, with materialism, these things. But I think it's a very humble thing of the church.
Yeah,
and it humbles us as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I shamelessly plug something that's not even our own thing?
Please.
But it means the world to me. The little brothers and sisters of the Lamb, they have just purchased a property in Lyon, but they are, I think they need 300,000 euro to build this property for the little brothers there. And if it's possible, I would love to connect the link so that people could, if they would like to, support the little brothers.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, And we should speak about this more at length in another conversation, but there is a massive religious revival of young people.
It's so beautiful.
Young adults coming back to the faith in France, especially in Lyon, in large part due to the Little Brothers and Little Sisters of the Lamb.
And to Pauline Jericot.
And to Pauline Jericot. And there are actually two families here in Kansas City who have been extremely generous in helping this effort of evangelization and building this monastery. It's not a monastery where the brothers and sisters hide inside the monastery. It's their headquarters from where they go out, but they invite young people in.
And actually, on last week when I was there with them, we went and we had mass where the sisters live, and they then invite all these young people in for dinner and to speak afterwards. And it was only people about 18 to maybe 28, these lovely French young people, and they were so on fire for their faith and so humbled to share with each other. And it was so beautiful. But right now the brothers have to stay somewhere else. They don't have a place to stay. They stay at a little church somewhere in town. But it is so inspiring to see what's happening in France right now. We've been so despairing about it, but it is turning around. Yeah. Things are changing. And it is a gift I want to make to them, that I will talk to everyone I possibly can about helping them build this little monastery.
The way we've been doing it is that anyone who wants to give directly to this effort of the Little Brothers and Little Sisters of the Lamb in Lyon, you can send the money straight to the Holy Family School of Faith, the School of Faith, and you can just designate it for the efforts in Lyon, the Little Brothers and Sisters in Lyon, and we send it on to them.
It's perfect.
We've been doing that with many donations. It's actually easier for
them. That's true. I've pulled up the website, and it's kind of complicated from the States to send money, but I'll still connect the link because there's the sweetest little video that they've made. They haven't translated it to English, but maybe if someone out there would like to help subtitle it and translate, that's something they want.
Maybe Clem could.
Yes, I'll have to ask.
Well, maybe Clem could.
This is, for those who don't know, 4 or 5 years ago when I was in France, I met a young French woman, and we were supposed to get drinks, but there was a miscommunication and I ended up at the wrong bar. And 4 years later, we managed to meet up again in France.
And she still listens to the podcast.
She still listens. And it was just the most incredible. God is so good. And she was so kind to meet us out on a Sunday night in the rain. But
special shout out to Clem.
Especially to Clem. That was so beautiful.
Well, this won't be the last time we'll speak about the Little Brothers and Little Sisters. But if you'd like to help them and help the evangelization in France, you can just make a gift to School of Faith and designate it for them, and we're happy to send it on.
Let's be little, and let's be incessant, and let's be like little children, asking God constantly.
Well, thanks for the great insights and the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.